into the breach. The dragon Saphira roared, and the soldiers before her quailed.
"With me!"
shouted Aragorn. He lifted Brisinger over his head, holding it aloft for all to see. The blue sword flashed bright and iridescent, stark against the wall of black clouds building in the west.
"For the Varden!"
An arrow whizzed past him. He paid it no mind. The warriors gathered at the base of the slope of rubble Aragorn and Saphira were standing upon, answered him with a single, full-throated bellow.
"The Varden!"
They brandished their own weapons and charged forward, scrambling up the tumbled blocks of stone. Aragorn turned his back to the men. On the other side of the mound lay a wide courtyard. 200 of the Empire's soldiers stood huddled within. Behind them rose a tall, dark keep with narrow slits for windows and several square towers, the tallest of which had a lantern shining in its upper rooms. Somewhere within the keep, Aragorn knew, was Lord Bradburn, governor of Bellatona, the city the Varden had been fighting to capture for several long hours. With a cry, Aragorn leaped off the rubble toward the soldiers. The men shuffled backward, although they kept their spears and pikes trained on the ragged hole Saphira had torn in the castle's outer wall. Aragorn's right ankle twisted as he landed. He fell to his knee and caught himself on the ground with his sword hand. One of the soldiers seized the opportunity to dart out of formation and stab his spear at Aragorn's exposed throat. Aragorn parried the thrust with a flick of his wrist, swinging Brisinger faster than either a human or an elf could follow. The soldier's face grew slack with fear as he realized his mistake. He tried to flee, but before he could move more than a few inches, Aragorn lunged forward and took him in the gut. With a pennant of blue and yellow flame streaming from her maw, Saphira jumped into the courtyard after Aragorn. He crouched and tensed his legs as she struck the paved ground. The impact shook the entire courtyard. Many of the chips of glass that formed a large, colourful mosaic in front of the keep popped loose and flew spinning upward like coins bounced off a drum. Above, a pair of shutters banged open and closed in a window of the building. The elf Arya accompanied Saphira. Her long black hair billowed wildly around her angular face as she sprang off the pile of rubble. Lines of splattered blood striped her arms and neck. Gore smeared the blade of her sword. She alit with a soft scuff of leather against stone. Her presence heartened Aragorn. There was no one else whom he would rather have fighting alongside him and Saphira. She was, he thought, the perfect shieldmate. He loosed a quick smile at her, and Arya responded in kind, her expression fierce and joyous. In battle, her reserved demeanor vanished, replaced by an openness that she rarely displayed elsewhere. Aragorn ducked behind his shield as a rippling sheet of blue fire appeared between them. From beneath the rim of his helm, he watched as Saphira bathed the cowering soldiers in a torrent of flames that flowed around them, yet caused them no harm. A line of archers on the battlements of the castle keep let fly a volley of arrows at Saphira. The heat above her was so intense that a handful of the arrows burst into fire in midair and crumbled to ash, while the magical wards Aragorn had placed around Saphira deflected the rest. One of the stray arrows rebounded off Aragorn's shield with a hollow thud, denting it. The plume of flame suddenly enveloped three of the soldiers, killing them so quickly they did not even have time to scream. The other soldiers clustered in the center of the inferno, the blades of their spears and pikes reflecting flashes of bright blue light. Try though she might, Saphira could not so much as singe the survivors. At last, she abandoned her efforts and closed her jaws with a definitive snap. The fire's absence left the courtyard startlingly quiet. It occurred to Aragorn, as it had several times before, that whoever had given the soldiers their wards must have been a skilled and powerful magician. Was it Murtagh? He wondered. If so, why aren't he and Thorne here to defend Bellatona? Doesn't Galba Torix care to keep control of his cities? Aragorn ran forward.